And finally, Pope Benedict held his first weekly general audience of the new year today, speaking about St. Paul and the missionary activity of the church. Lydia O'Kane reports.
Over the Christmas season, Pope Benedict has had a hectic schedule, presiding over many of the traditional events, which included lengthy speeches and homilies. So it's no wonder that at Wednesday's general audience, he found himself saying to those gathered that he was losing his voice, and joked, "I hope you can follow me." In this first audience of the new year, the Holy Father wished everyone all the very best for the coming months, and added, "May our minds and hearts be opened ever more fully to Christ." It may have been the start of a new year, but the Pope returned to a familiar theme, that of the figure of St. Paul.
Today, we turn to the meaning of true worship, as highlighted in Paul's letter to the Romans. In uniting us to himself, Christ, a temple not made with human hands, has made us a living sacrifice. Paul thus exhorts us to offer our own bodies, meaning our entire selves, as a spiritual worship, not in the abstract, but in our concrete daily life. At the same time, this true worship does not come about merely through human effort. Rather, through baptism, we have become one in Jesus Christ, who took upon himself our human nature and has thus assumed us into himself.
Pope Benedict continued by saying that only Jesus has the power to unite all people. Therefore, he said, the missionary activity of the Church is to construct a universal one.
Thus, the goal of the Church's missionary activity is to call everyone into this cosmic liturgy in which the world becomes the glory of God, a pleasing sacrifice sanctified by the Holy Spirit.
At the conclusion of the audience, Pope Benedict made sure he had enough voice left to greet all the English-speaking pilgrims and invoke his apostolic blessing on all those present.
I am pleased to greet all English-speaking pilgrims and visitors present to this audience, including the groups from Finland and the United States of America. Upon you and your families, I will invoke God's blessings of joy and peace throughout the new year.
I'm Lydia O'Kane.
And that brings us to the end of this edition of Vatican Radio World News. You can find out more on these and other stories on our website. Just go to www.vaticanradio.org and click on the English icon. Many thanks this evening go to Roberto Venturini for his help in the studio. I'm Charles Collins from all of us here at Vatican Radio. Have a very good day.